Computer, double espresso latte, extra cream, with cinnamon. Damn, my pants. Spock, what in the devil was that?
I believe that we've been attacked.
By whom?
Captain, we are receiving a signal.
On screen. Khan.
I see you remembered me, old friend. Did you wet your pants?
No. What is it all about? What is it you want?
You know, Kirk. I want all information pertaining to the project. Technorama.
Technorama? What is that?
Don't play games with me, Kirk.
Give me a moment to have my crew pull up this information. Our computers are smashed.
I give you 3 seconds.
Spock, you got it?
Yes, sir.
Kirk, time's up.
Okay, Khan. Here it comes. Now, Mr. Sulu.
This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com.
Folks, this is your captain speaking.
Technorama.
Remember when?
Technorama.
On this day in tech history.
Tech.
And now, the news.
Tech.
What the chuck?
Technorama.
Welcome to Blockhead Video.
You hand over to me all data and material regarding the project called Genesis.
Over there, in the media corner.
Technorama.
Hold my beer and watch this.
Unfasten your seatbelts and disregard all safety rules. Here are your flight crew, Chuck and Craig.
Technorama special road trip edition. This is Chuck and Craig. We are on our road trip between San Francisco. We stopped off at Paramount Farms to see Will the Computer Guy and the glorious pistachios. And now we are on our way to the Podcast and New Media Expo in Ontario, California.
And to where which? Wait a minute. Oh, say that again.
The whole thing?
Yeah, sorry.
All right, I was talking to the wrong side of the microphone. Welcome to Technorama Special Road Trip Edition. This is Chuck and Craig. We are on our way from San Francisco to Ontario, California. It's Thursday, September 27th, 2007. Pardon my stuttering while I pass a big orange truck trailer. We just got done with Will the Computer Guy at the Paramount Farms Pistachio Farm. All the great stuff that he did there. And now we're on the road, Highway 5, California, heading south to Ontario, California. We got a little bored, so I pulled out the iPod, and Craig said, "What do you got?" And we started talking about other movies and things.
Yep.
And somehow I said, "Well, I've got Star Trek Wrath of Khan." So we started listening, not watching. We're driving.
We don't have to watch it, though.
We don't need to watch it. We know the whole movie. You can picture all the scenes in your head.
Mm-hmm.
And then we started making smart aleck comments and realized we were making a mystery science theater out of this in audio form.
Yep.
So what?
Oh. There we go.
All right. That was just the iTrip letting us know it's been 30 seconds since we played anything.
Yeah.
So we're going to play the movie. You're welcome to listen along. I hope it turns out.
To the Enterprise. Check in before your inspection. And you.
Hey, by the way, my flight number on the way out here was 1701.
Yeah, it's an IBM hard drive failure code.
Good thing it didn't fail on the way down. I prefer the Enterprise analogy there.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
What was your captain's name?
Why,
Spock.
Let's not. Beware a Romulan's marrying
Jesus. And never go into business with a Sicilian.
Happy birthday, Jim.
I'm in a fly. There we go.
Thanks.
Stupid flies.
It's hot out.
Oh. Here, let me open the airlock.
Oh!
It's never not that across a neutral zone.
Now, don't be afraid.
Empty 283.
Yeah, well, it takes a step louder from that.
Hmm? I hope they can hear the movie.
Here, give me.
It's got a kind of a buzz
now,
to it.
You open this. I'm almost afraid to.
Oh, yeah.
What is it?
Is this the same Romulan ale they had in Star Trek VI?
It's from the same lot. Same lot number.
Charming. For most patients.
Busted glasses.
You recommend.
Oh, wait, they're not busted yet.
I'm allergic to retinol. Exactly. Cheers. Cheers.
No, why is Romulan ale illegal? Just the fact that they got to import it. Oh, okay.
It's like Cuban cigars.
Okay.
They're just not on speaking terms with Fidel Castro's counterpart in the Romulan Empire.
I guess not.
Oh,
I figure Spock could hook something up.
Thank you.
Damn it, Jim. Why are we treating this like a funeral?
Jim, what the hell's the matter with you? Other people have birthdays. Why are we treating you
like a funeral?
Funeral? What the hell do you want?
You know, for being friends, I'm pretty abrasive.
We're going to get like that when we're old.
Yeah. Damn it, Chuck, I don't need a lecture.
It's about you flying a goddamn computer console when you want to be out there hopping galaxies with emotions and poetry because we all have our assigned duties.
This isn't about duties.
You're hiding. Hiding behind rules and regulations.
You know, in the original motion picture, Bone sure was sporting a big, thick beard, wasn't he?
Yeah. That was to show he's been out of service for a few years.
You know what? Come to think of it, that beard reminded me of your beard. The one you had.
Nah, his was more uniformly groomed than mine.
I'm your doctor. I'm your friend.
Mine looked more like someone stuck a raccoon to my face.
Super glue accident.
Like those Domino cookie commercials.
Before you really do.
Oh, are we watching a movie?
Oh, what movie? There's the iTrip, by the way. I hear something.
That's my engine in the Kia.
Start your blog. Start 810.4. Blog entry by First Officer Pablo Chekhov. Starship Reliant on orbit of the
Proto-Sea. Ah, now we're on the Reliant, which isn't so.
It's not so reliable?
They're continuing our search.
Wasn't that a Chrysler car?
Yeah, the Reliant.
The K car?
Genesis experiment. So far, no success. Standard order.
Check out, got a K car.
Mr. Beach. Any change in the service
there? Hey, you ever watch that show, City Confidential, or one of those shows?
Yeah.
Paul Winfield voiced our... He's dead now. But every time I turn on the TV, I hear his voice. I was like, they must have recorded thousands of those things before he passed away.
Paul Winfield, the guy who gets the other slug in his ear?
Captain, yeah.
Oh, really?
But I hear his voice all the time, but he's like, it's been gone. Is he doing it from the great beyond?
Yeah.
That explains.
All right. Get on the cockpit, Dr. Marcus. Listen.
Dr. Marcus! Dr. Marcus! You have a call on line 2! You needed an emergency!
You can transplant?
Yes, doctor.
Let me get this straight.
You can transplant?
Yes, it's in the 23rd century. We can transplant about anything now.
Particle of pre-animate matter.
Then again, it may not.
There's so much as a microbe.
Clear on this. There can't be so much as a microbe where the show's off.
Ah, the show must go on!
Stupid microbe. It can't even replicate.
They find the microbe.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my darling.
Craig was drinking Mountain Dew. Almost had it coming out of his nose.
Newton, Einstein, Sora.
That's a lot.
I kept seeing that bullfrog.
That's what the image was.
Teaming up with Vincent Bridge, after dinner.
Baby. What is it?
Every time we have dealings with Starfleet, I get nervous.
Well, she just slap him.
We are
He's
dealing
gay.
With something that could be
gay.
Dreadful. Remember that overgrown boy Scott used to hang with? That's exactly the kind of man that
you Klingon bastards killed my son.
What does he have against Boy Scouts? Hey, and it's good to say that they lasted till the 23rd century.
That's right. Never thought of that.
Watch TV in the 23rd century.
gone. Are you sure these are the correct coordinates?
Kit, this is the gardens, not the city Alpha 6.
I can't see anything, and this is a clear day.
I always like that line.
This is the garden, then.
Now say nuclear whistles.
No.
There's nothing here.
Except this. Used car lot, a bank, pizza place. There's nothing here.
Chekhov, over here.
I think I found a dollar. This metal detector is great. You should get a White's metal detector.
Here, this is somebody's home. Let's go on in.
Hey, give me a hand.
But I'm
It's a homeless shelter for
homeless.
Who knows what? Homeless city Alphalites. Oh, watch that door.
I guess Khan was kind of homeless, wasn't he?
They don't know it's Khan yet.
Oh. Khan who?
Why is the beeping getting lower in volume?
Because it's less of a prop lot.
Because the audio engineer faded it out.
What is this?
My baby.
Hello. Everybody's doing the Michigan rag.
Botany Bay. I love that book.
Botany Bay.
He's looking at a seatbelt.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Too bad they didn't have any better restraints in the future.
They didn't use them anyway. How many times did the ship encounter turbulence?
They were hanging on the wall.
And they're sitting on deck chairs, patio chairs.
Too late.
It's the lost cast from The Wizard of Oz.
It's the sand people.
Starship Reliant to Captain Terrell. This is Commander Kyle. Will you please respond, Captain?
Now, if Victoria's...
Yeah, baby! This is Terrell.
Now, if Victoria, the GPS unit here, speaks up, you're going to hear it really well.
Oh, man, you're going to blow out the mic. I was supposed to keep a left here, wasn't I? I wasn't even watching what she was saying. Blow the mic up.
Oh, you're jumping lights. Uh-oh.
What? Oh. Yeah, that's not good, is it?
Is she speaking?
No. Should we mute her?
I didn't.
We'll be fine.
Oh, the ominous bass sound.
I don't know you.
But you, I send Christmas card to. You know right back.
But you, I'm gonna break canon here and say that I do know you.
I never forget a face.
Even though you weren't on the ship when I was there. Yep, that's one. Check off.
I remember you had a red shirt then.
Check off, who is this man?
Kareem Kitchen. A product of late 20th century genetic engineering.
What do you want with us? Sir, I demand of you...
You are no position to make demand. I, on the other hand...
I, on the other hand, am in a position...
To open a Starbucks!
Open a Starbucks?
On City Alpha 6, they had a Starbucks.
All right, this is getting a little too fuzzy.
My room here 15 years ago. Captain.
Gotta love the eye trip.
You men and women, you have a dash and cap.
Captain, Captain.
Save.
You will need it.
These people have sworn to live and die at my command 200 years before.
Now, see, it'd have been cool if Khan said, okay, you die.
Yeah.
He never told you the tale. To amuse your captain.
Around the campfire.
Never told you how the Enterprise picked up the Botany Bay lost in space from the year 1996. Myself and ship's company.
So I don't remember them launching that ship.
It was a secret mission.
Oh. Now I know.
Never told you how Admiral Kirk sent 70 of us into exile in this barren sand heap with only the confines of this cargo base to sustain us.
The frozen pizzas!
In City Alpha 5 there was life!
And they Starbucks!
This is City Alpha 5!
Oh my god!
Dun dun dun!
SETI Alpha 6.
Wait, Nova.
6 months after we were left here. The shock shift of all this happened and everything's laid
to rest.
Admiral Kirk.
Never bothered
to check on our progress.
Along with Bailey.
Yeah, he's still stuck drinking Tranya. You want to trade?
Imaginatively engineer intellect that allows us to survive.
Let's see. The killer or the bald kid?
Earth. 200 years ago. I was a prince.
Oh.
Prince.
With power for millions.
Captain Kirk was your host.
And you
repaid his hospitality by trying to steal his ship and murder him.
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
C'est la vie.
You didn't expect to find me. You thought this was SETI Alpha 6.
Ho ho!
Now, wait a minute. I got to
put on the other shoe.
I got to pause this for a minute.
All
right. A little continuity here. So if SETI Alpha 6, which I assume is the next planet over in the solar system.
Can they count?
Wait a minute. If 6 exploded, shifted 5.
Out to 6's orbit. Yeah.
How would it shifted over to 6's orbit? The shockwave would have pushed it out. How would the ship go, oh, this must be 5? Because it would have pushed it closer to the sun.
Can I use Doctor Who logic?
Okay.
He doesn't have to explain anything on that show.
Okay.
It's a whole timey, wimey,
wobbly
space
thing.
Continuity thing. Very difficult to explain.
Okay.
How's that?
Okay. Works for me. We're vibrating or something. All right, next. What'd you do?
Turn the radio back on.
Oh.
Yikes!
Whoa, whoa!
White van just came and snaked through a bunch of trucks and me.
Loser. Plus.
Allow me to introduce you to SETI Alpha 5, solely remaining indigenous life form.
He's cutting on Kirk again.
Sandworm? Check off, sandworm.
Little rhino.
Introduction's over.
I like the growling that thing does.
What do you think?
The squealing that the babies do.
Killed 20 of my people. Including my beloved wife.
Well, yeah, she was hot in the 60s. Look at you now, Khan.
Yeah. I'm not exactly aged very well.
That old prune. I can only imagine what happened to her.
Oh, not so at once.
No.
Little by little.
They are unionized now.
Instantly, to be sure.
They go slowly.
Pace yourself.
Thank you.
You see, they're young. Enter through the ears.
Yum, yum.
And wrap themselves around the cerebral cortex.
And how do they do that without damaging the eardrum?
Extremely susceptible to suggestion.
Yes, master.
Later, as they grow, follows madness.
Yes, master.
Yes.
How convenient. Their behavior follows the plot of the show.
But not necessarily in that order. First you die.
These are...
Then deafness.
Of course.
See, Chekhov was accusing him earlier. Now he's trying to reason with him.
What? Domesticated.
Well, yeah, he's got the...
Listen to me.
Ugly little worm.
Only doing his duty.
No.
In space, no one can hear you scream.
Or whine.
Previously on Star Trek Wrath of Khan.
That's better.
Yes.
A foot massage.
Now tell me. Why are you here? And tell me where I may find
Admiral Kirk.
James Kirk.
He'd be in a hot tub with some awesome women.
Enterprise green chicks. Admiral Kirk's shuttle. We're cleared for docking. Approach portside torpedo bay.
I told you starboard.
Enterprise, this is Admiral Kirk's party on final approach.
It's Admiral Kirk's party!
Now to the hot tub.
I love that music.
Yeah, it's cool.
It reminds me of Christmas.
Christmas.
I'm delighted. Any chance to go aboard the Enterprise?
Hey, I get the feeling that they cut Sulu off there. He looks like he's about to say something else. Anytime, I'd be glad to go with the Enterprise.
Forget my toilet paper.
For 3 weeks. I don't think these kids can steer.
I don't think they can wipe their own butts.
Kids are still way behind the ears.
All that text messaging speak they talk. You are a hottie.
Welcome here,
Locke. No, we're not docked yet.
I'm having flashbacks of that video game, the Star Trek one. You play that?
The Vector my board, Captain.
Yeah. Dome, 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 dome. All right.
Mr. Scott, you're all spaced off. You're well. I had a wee bout, sir, but Dr. McCoy pulled me through the bout
of with a little bit of whiskey help.
Sure. And who do we have here?
Mitchell, you know what the haggis does to you, Captain.
First training voyage.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Well, shall we start with the engine?
We'll see you there, sir. Everything is in order.
I doubt that.
A pleasant surprise, Mr. Captain.
He implied there would be a pleasant surprise that things are in order.
I was like, hey, he's cutting on Scotty, man.
Everything will be in order, sir.
I doubt that, sir.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Scotty, I doubt that.
Or as if Kirk is the devil.
Swing up for me, puppet, Salikon.
Salikon. That's a little later.
Red alert. Red alert.
He's dead, Jim.
Well, Mr. Scott, are your cadets capable of handling a minor training?
I doubt that, sir. Just get over. Word to your mother. This is where they turn on the porch lights.
Yep.
clear of compartment.
Admiral on the bridge.
Did you remember to untie the docking lines this time?
Boom!
I love that gag.
Make clear all moorings.
Going around a nice corner, that's all.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Spock. Spock, Spock, Spock.
Lieutenant, have you ever piloted a starship out of space dock?
Not fully dressed.
Well, I played this video game once.
Take her out, Mr. Sadek.
Aye, sir.
Engage. That's not your line.
For everything, there is a first time, Lieutenant.
Turn.
Have thrusters, Mr. Seward.
Have thrusters.
Would you like to tranquilize?
And 1/4 impulse power.
And 1/4 impulse power.
Captain, is there something wrong with your chair?
In this movie was awesome.
I like the Apple II logo that's on the doors of the space dock.
Yeah.
My brains are in my feet! Stop the ship!
We can't stop. We have to slow down first. This is the obligatory
musical interlude.
Yeah, where they travel the camera around the train the camera around the ship.
You know, I think this music was also used in a love scene on something.
Free and clear to navigate.
Course heading, Captain.
Really?
I could just picture it.
Captain's discretion.
Captain's discretion.
You may indulge yourself.
It'll be great!
Yeah, what was that?
Or break out the Romulan ale!
You may indulge yourself. May I shoot up on the bridge? What was that? They took all the vacations on Enterprise.
Risa?
Yeah. Why are we going this way, Steeler?
I like umlocks.
Where's the planet that they went to and Wesley was trying to get laid?
Oh, yeah. The pleasure planet.
I think everybody wanted to go there, right?
Compton coming in on Hyper Channel.
Hyper Channel!
On the screen, please, Jeff.
Hyper Channel.
Come in, please.
Come in,
please. This is Air Alliance calling regular one. This is USS Reliant.
Yes, everything is
check out, you're
okay.
Looking a little stiff today. What, are you okay?
Ah, Dr. Marcus. Good.
Do you have any hemorrhoid medicine?
I have extreme back pain.
We weren't expecting you for another 3 months.
Has no, everything is good here too, thank you.
CD Alpha 6 has checked out.
Time flies when you're having fun.
I don't understand why you're coming.
We have received new orders.
Uh-huh.
On our arrival at Regular 1, all materials of Project Genesis will be transferred to this ship for immediate testing on CD Alpha 6.
What?
What? Please be quiet. Commander Chekhov, this is completely irregular.
So am I.
I have my orders.
Speaking of regular.
Grandmother, who gave the order? The order comes from...
George W. Bush.
James D. I knew it. All on the military.
Military.
I have no intention of allowing Reliant or any other unauthorized personnel access to our worker materials.
No way.
Admiral Kirk's orders are confirmed.
Please prepare to deliver Genesis to us upon our arrival. Reliant out.
You may ship it 2 to 3 days postal US.
Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. It's downloading to you now on this high speed 300 baud modem.
You have it in about 3 weeks.
Ooh. It's an impressive scene of some type based on the music.
It sounds cool.
Hold, please.
Next call. Good, pretty hey. Counts. Mina speaking.
She was kind of hot with the hair down, wasn't she?
Oh, yeah.
Are you wearing your hair?
Hey, baby.
It's still regulation, isn't it?
Are you a... Are you
Vulcans
against,
are not required to shave their armpits.
Are you against a little green paint?
Self-expression doesn't seem to be one of your problems.
Woo! I got some New Orleans beads for you.
I failed to resolve the situation.
There's no correct resolution. It's a test of character.
May I ask how you dealt with the test?
You may ask.
You may.
You may ask. That's a little joke.
Humor. It is a difficult concept.
You think they figured it out by now? They can figure out everything else. A little humor. Come on.
Who's been holding up the damn elevator?
Oh, he swore.
He swore he'd never get on another starship and he never got it.
She wearing her hair differently.
Greg,
yeah.
Patch it through to my patch
to my
place.
Patch it through to my pants.
As a physician, you of all people should appreciate the dangers of reopening old wounds.
Excuse me.
Ooh, sting.
That'll leave a mark.
Sorry.
I can hear you, Carol. What's wrong?
Why are you taking Genesis?
Your son has been talking back to me for 3 weeks.
He's not my son. I have no son.
Who is taking Genesis?
I can't hear.
Did you give the order? Who's taking Genesis?
Sorry, this call's breaking up. I can't. But Genesis, what?
Would you stop going through space tunnels on your cell phone?
Can you hear me now?
Transmission jammed at the source, sir.
Singular's reporting dropped calls.
Put in a help desk terminal ticket, will ya?
Hi, sir.
Yeah, it's the third time this week.
Hi, sir.
Why? You must have water in here. This has to be some sort of mistake.
Watch out.
We're all alone here.
Hey, nobody allows us.
Nobody comes to see us.
We don't even get a box of fruitcake. Hate this place.
Scientists have always been pawns for military.
Oh, now it's a game. Pawns. Chess.
Will not subscribe to your interpretation.
But subscribe to our RSS feed.
Tainorama.com. No, wait.
What about the
lines? .com.
Wait. I have an idea. It's time for another major plot point.
Hey, I just realized that. They don't have podcasts in the future.
Something may be wrong.
They've never mentioned listening to a podcast.
Terrible.
Or did they ever go to the bathroom on the Enterprise?
Fix that. Not the bathroom thing again.
I told Sergeant Command all we had.
Did you mention those little puppets?
We're the only ship in the quadrant. Spot, these... Cadets
of yours. These cadets of yours.
These children. Do you have
wishing things? Each according to his gifts. Of course.
Yeah.
Gift is yours.
That's not what I asked, Spock.
No, 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 no.
Why can't you answer me instead of a riddle?
As a teacher on a training mission, I am content to command the Enterprise. If we are to go on actual duty, it is clear that the senior officer on board must assume.
And I do mean senior.
Garbled communication.
That's with air quotes.
You take the ship. You proceed for a false assumption.
I did not have eggs for breakfast.
I have no ego to bruise.
Let go of my ego.
You're about to remind me that logic alone dictates your action. I would not remind you of that which you know so well.
Could you speak
if
a little straighter? That was a little Yoda for me.
For you to accept promotion. Commanding a starship is your first best destiny.
Anything else is a waste of material.
So no McDonald's for you.
Presumed to beat you.
That would be that wise. Okay, that's a good line.
In any case, were I to invoke logic, logic clearly dictates
that the needs of many outweigh the needs of few.
This is where Kirk rolls his eyes.
Logic, I can't. Remember that line. It will come in handy later.
You are my superior officer.
You're also my friend.
You are also my friend.
Live long and prosper.
I have been
and always shall,
and always shall be yours.
Yes, I'm like...
Oh, I want a Christmas card like that.
Stop energizing. Stop energizing.
Lots of love, Spock.
An emergency situation has arisen.
Woohoo!
The order of Starfleet Command is now 1800 hours.
We wouldn't have a movie if it weren't for an emergency situation.
Duty officer 7 of the ship's law. Plot a new course for space mandatory regular law.
I said...
But Scott...
Okey-dokey!
We'll be going to warp speed.
Aye.
How fast is that?
Warp speed.
Damn you, sir!
Engage
I can't give you a warp, Captain! The...
Prepare for warp speed.
The anti-matter injectors are offline!
I know
some cook pulled them out for a party!
I'm going to have to ask you to grow up a little bit sooner than you expected.
Okay, sir. All right, sir.
The new training tools.
What are you saying, Sulu?
I'm gonna grow up. I'm 5'4".
I think I just wet myself
again.
That's three uniforms today.
X. Councilman, sir. May I speak?
No.
No. Ruff, ruff.
I'll take a dog.
We're all with you, sir. But consider this. We are free.
You know what? Sadly, he's the only one that made sense in this whole movie.
You have escaped permanent exile.
I mean, what?
This guy's the only one that made sense the whole entire movie. If they'd listen to him, none of this would happen.
And defeated the plans of Admiral Kirk. You do not need to defeat him again.
Ah, he tests
me. He asks me.
Or tasks.
He tests me about your man.
I will chase him around.
Chase him around the moons of Nibiru and round the Antares maelstrom and round perdition's flames before I give him up.
And now we're quoting Melville.
Prepare to alter course.
That's Melville too.
Space Station Regular One, please come in. Dr. Marcus,
what, you don't think Ahab never said prepare to alter course?
This is Enterprise.
May have, I don't know.
No use. There's no response from Regular One.
Yeah, their batteries went dead.
No, sir. No, nothing.
Got a cell tower down.
Use Morse code. Can't. It was...
There are two possibilities.
They...
They're unable to respond. They're unwilling to respond.
Thanks, Spock, for that heavy analysis there.
Hey, it never hurts when you're doing problem solving to state the obvious.
Whatever probable, however improbable, is not probable.
It might help my analysis if I knew what Genesis was beyond the biblical reference.
There is none.
Have Dr. McCoy join us.
Hi, sir.
Mr. Sadek?
It's a rock band from the 80s.
You have the coffee.
Phil Collins. Tony Bangs. Come on.
They're going to go watch music videos.
Now, will someone please tell me what's going on?
No.
I love Abacab.
Computer.
Abacab.
Request security procedure and access to Project Genesis summary.
Identify for retina scan.
Sure. Now, how come when he
Admiral
watches
James
this,
T.
it's Dr. Marcus, but when the Klingon watches it, it's Kirk? Why did Kirk have to redo her report? It's the exact same words, too.
He was
simply put, Genesis is life from lifelessness.
Yeah, blah, why blah, is that? I never thought about that. They didn't want to. Oh, they didn't want to pay her twice, I guess.
Plagiarism. Kirk is plagiarist. Plain and simple. Add that to his resume of crimes. Simply put,
hey, his superiors are going, "Wow, Kirk did a good job. This report."
Attaboy, Kirk.
It is a process.
You get a raise.
Life-generating matter of equal mass.
Tasty.
Stage one of our experiment.
Boring!
Attempted in a lifeless underground. Stage 3 will involve the process on a
planetary. Wow, look at those high-tech graphics.
Where's the fast-forward?
The Genesis device is a pre-selected area of our life.
Oh, God, she's stuck on her.
The device is delivered, instantaneously causing what we call the Genesis effect.
Ah.
Matter is reorganized.
This is a sexual orientation. Wait a minute. It's like a
so you gotta
education
burn
movie.
The whole planet?
If we can't have a little bit of it, we're gonna burn it all.
Burn, baby, burn.
It's a disco inferno.
A living, breathing planet capable of sustaining whatever life forms we see fit to deposit.
Frogs.
Fascinating.
The reformed moon simulated here represents the merest fraction of the Genesis potential. Should the Federation wish to fund these experiments to their life.
Denied!
When we consider the cosmic problems of population and food supply, the usefulness of this process becomes clear.
So one planet isn't big enough for a species. Let's go get another. Hey, let's make our own.
It literally is Genesis.
Oh, I thought this was the Exodus project. We're supposed to get out of here.
You're burning up as we go.
Dear Lord, I think we're intelligent enough to.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, you wet blanket. Get over it. Come on.
It would destroy such life in favor of this new matrix. This new matrix.
It's got math class.
Do you have any idea what you're saying?
Yes, I move my lips and sound comes out.
As a matter of cosmic history, it has always been easier to destroy than to create.
Not anymore.
Now you can do both at the same time.
According to myth, Earth was created in 6 days.
But look out.
Watch out.
Here comes Genesis.
6 minutes.
Only for $19.95, you can have yours too.
Your are under governing passions.
They will be
they
your
will be your undoing.
Or they undo logic. Your shoelaces. Yeah. I can never keep those straight.
God, man's talking about logic. We're talking about universal Armageddon.
With Bruce Willis! Oh, no!
Admiral Kirk. Admiral, sensors indicate a vessel in our area, closing fast.
What do you make of it?
The name of the vessel is the closing fast?
Right. It's one of ours.
Try the emergency channels.
Captain, that's mighty menacing music.
Thank you, Mr. Sutton.
Here comes our favorite part.
Fire! The one big happy fleet.
Slow to one half.
I love that Klingon music.
Let's be friends.
Yeah. He's been watching too much Barney.
I love you. You love me.
Sir, may I quote General Order 12?
Shut up and know.
Of any vessel when communications have not been established.
Lieutenant.
Just put it up on the screen in 12-point font. We'll get the idea.
I see.
Regulations state no smoking on the bridge. May I remind you of that, Captain?
Is it possible that comm systems fail?
But I'm so awesome.
They're requesting communications, sir.
Hey, what's the sound of that? That's the sound of Kirk's awesomeness.
Still running with shields down.
Uhura!
Of course!
Patch me through to someone who cares.
Happy Ah, Kirk.
My old friend. Here it comes!
Do you know the Klingon proverb that tells us revenge is a dish that is best served
with Tabasco!
Tabasco! And hollandaise sauce. Cold.
Tabasco is not cold.
Damn
peculiar.
Yellow alert.
Energize defense fields. I'm getting a voice message. They say their chamber's coil is overloaded.
Hi, Technorama crew. Oh, wrong voice message.
Okay. Hi, this is Will the Computer Guy. Will Bruce Barr.
Hi, this is Bark in Memphis.
They raise their shields. Raise ours.
Yes, raise ours.
I see your shields and raise you some more shields.
Locking phases.
They call.
They're locking phases.
ratios.
That was locked up. Do I know my lines?
They're slicing them open like a can of sardines.
Slice of sci-fi in space. At the commissary.
And now, panic.
I can't get power, sir.
Why?
Scotty! Well, you're not looking at
I'm a little busy, Captain. What the hell do you want?
Just hang an on, son. Bring Energizer out.
Try auxiliary
power.
And their head won't flush.
Like Scotty wouldn't have thought of that already.
You're incompetent, boob.
Scotty, don't need to come down there and do your job for you.
They knew exactly where to get us.
Who? What? Where?
When?
Why?
One thing is certain.
How long?
They cannot escape.
And why at the same time?
Visual.
Sulu, divert all power to phasers.
Oh, incoming.
Hang on.
Woohoo! It's like a water ride.
Yeah, hands up. Just the batteries?
It's Energizer, sir!
Oh!
Can you give me phaser power?
No!
You shot, son!
Not enough against their shields.
That Scotty's got a notebook there. Yeah!
The commander of the Reliant is signaling.
Here
he
comes.
To discuss terms of our surrender.
On screen. Just do it! Him the option.
Do it, do it,
do, do, do,
do, do it,
do, 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 do.
On screen, sir.
This is Baylock, commander of the Visarius. Would you please come and get Bailey?
You still.
Damn, my pants.
I cannot help.
Did you wet yourself?
I, of course, remember you. What is the meaning of this attack? Where is the crew of the Reliant? Surely I have made them. I mean to obey myself upon you.
Oh, is that what this is about?
I deprive your ship of power, and when I swing around, I mean to deprive you of life.
Oh, yeah?
Sweet!
You to know first who it
was
who had
beaten
you.
Khan.
If it's me you want, I'll have myself beamed aboard. Spare my crew. I make you a counter-proposal. I'll agree to your terms here. If, in addition to yourself, you hand over to me all data and material regarding the project called...
Exodus.
Genesis. Genesis, what's that? Don't insult my intelligence.
Oh, what intelligence? Who burned?
I give you 60 seconds.
Starting now or a minute ago?
When does the timer start? Time's up. Time's up. Time's up. Time's up. You now have 50 more seconds. 47.
I'm counting.
The data charts of Reliance Command.
Reliance Command?
45 seconds. The prefix code. It's all.
45 seconds. You were close.
You have an annoying fascination with timepieces.
I know. We're finding it.
It is that big-ass watch we saw at the Computer History Museum.
I know.
Hold your horses, Khan. Gee, destruction doesn't come in a minute.
It's Khan, you got us under your thumb. Wait a minute.
I've got some Romulan ale. What do you say we come out over an hour or something?
Allow me to be myself aboard, along with this crate of Romulan ale.
And might I add, those glasses look super. You look like a dork.
why things work.
They didn't have laser surgery in the future either.
Now, I'd hate to find out they outlawed it after some point because of felt right.
Florida reliant.
He's quite intelligent.
15 seconds.
He's intelligent but thinks in 2D.
Gone.
And black and white.
I don't know if it's your word. Well, I didn't even know a word. Keep
that. Oh, judgment, yeah. So much for that stall tactic, huh? That was a good one.
Here it comes.
Stand by to receive our transmission.
I know the code. Wait a minute. I know the code.
Oh, Kirk, you're using dial-up.
It's BR549. See? 9. There you go.
Raisin.
Raisins? I don't have any raisins.
I didn't say raisins.
Oh, what did you say? Brazen? I can't understand you through that accent. It's not my fault.
Hold down the laser, the phaser fire. I can't hear you.
Fire.
We can't fire. We have to slow down first.
And the water fries. We must.
Hey, he sounds like the Klingon in the next movie.
Fire.
Enterprise, wait. She's not going anywhere.
She's got a flat tire.
Maybe to the drive-in movie later after 11 with Del Malou up to Mount Pilot.
Seriously. I did nothing. They cut my britches down.
Oh, that's not a visual I needed.
And it's not the first time.
You go right on floating regulations. Let's find out how badly
he's
been hurt.
Oh my God. Owie! A little Bactine and a Band-Aid will be okay.
We hope you've enjoyed this special edition of Technorama Mystery Science Theater Wrath of Khan.
Now, we're beaming out.
Bird of Prey Bearing 101.